This challenge illustrates an aspect of what it means to know effectively that's subtle and often missed. And it illustrates a point that I'll call conditionalized knowledge, that to really be an expert, you can't just know facts. You got to know the conditions under which those facts are true. What learning scientists have begun to discover is each of these contradictory facts is true under certain conditionalized aspects of use. So when do too many cooks spoil the broth? Well, we're all trying to do one thing. We're trying to make the soup, and everybody does a little bit of something. It can really be a mess. But there's other tasks where many hands really do make light work. Maybe we're all working on somebody's yard, and I can modularize the task so that you do the hedge, and that doesn't interfere with me doing the grass, and that doesn't interfere with someone else weeding the garden and so forth. So if things are modular and independent and don't interfere with one another, then you have a very different state of affairs. So one of the really tricky things about developing expertise is learning about the conditions under which something is applicable, this conditionalized knowledge. And experts are so good at this, novices tend to have a hard time. So if you're learning statistics, for example, and you can learn about, you know, Z-tests and F-tests and parametrics and non-parametrics, you can memorize all the formulas, but what really counts is under what set of data and for what purposes and what conditions should I use each kind of test. Or if I'm a teacher teaching reading and I know 100 reading strategies, the trick's to know when do I use it depending on what my student needs to know. So conditionalized knowledge is one of the hallmarks of expertise and one of the hardest things to get people to develop.